County business, the subject here on Lincoln Live today with the chair of the Lancaster County Board, Deb Shore. Deb, thanks for being here on Lincoln Live.
I hope you're having a great day.
We are going to catch up on a lot of things, folks. One, a good place to start would be from a conversation that I had yesterday on Lincoln Live with Lincoln Police Chief Teresa Ewens as we talked about the bridge. And I asked her what she meant by a comment where she sees this as an opportunity. The bridge, of course, is an agency that takes in people referred to by law enforcement who maybe have a drug problem, maybe have a drinking problem, an issue that warrants the intervention of law enforcement. And it's not just a jail. That's not the place for these folks to go. And so the police chief sees it as an opportunity to have some forward thinking. How can these people best be treated and wrapped into social programs that can help them instead of having them just be in a revolving door? Come in, come out, come in again, come out, and then maybe even come back in again. Deb, all that said, tell me what your thoughts are about the statement made by the police chief that this affords an opportunity to do things right.
Well, we certainly appreciate, you know, the long relationship that we have had with the bridge, and they will continue to be an important service provider in this community. That having been said, you know, over time, philosophies change, best practices change, and this really does give us an opportunity to do things differently. We spent a lot of time researching other communities, as I said, best practices on how to most efficiently and effectively serve this very challenging population. And we really are moving from more of a law enforcement type of model where these individuals who are have been retained in civil protective custody for their own safety and the safety of the community, from a kind of a law enforcement we'll put them in a padded jail until they, you know, sober up or no longer under the, you know, effects of a variety of substances, and place them more, it's more of a treatment model where they have access to a recliner and they can wait comfortably until they can be released to a responsible adult. And, you know, during that time, have the opportunity to speak with them, to begin that process of connecting them with important community services so they can get a handle on their addictions or their abuse issues or mental health issues, whatever the circumstance might be. So rather than just, you know, wait for them to sober up and release, it is really more of an opportunity to begin that wraparound component to get them connected.
And where will the bridge be located in the future, Deb?
We will be renovating the existing police garage. It is just two blocks to the west of the city-county complex, so it will be very convenient for law enforcement. We are utilizing, we've set aside up to $2 million for renovation of that facility into, you know, kind of that complex that I just explained, where it's a comfortable, convenient place for people to wait and until they can be released. So that process is beginning as we speak, and I think it's a great use of ARPA funds because it is capital construction, so we can expend those funds and aren't really relying on that for ongoing costs.
You've taken me to another subject here. You mentioned the ARPA funds. The county board is in the process of asking members of the community, rural portions of Lancaster County especially, about their needs and their wants in terms of broadband. There are places out in the county where it's tough to get a signal at all, and they have to go to other pieces of technology to bring in television and internet and broadband.
Right.
I mentioned ARPA funds. The plan is to use some of the federal money to help make that happen?
Right. We have set aside up to $10 million for the expansion of broadband in outside of Lincoln into the more rural parts of Lancaster County. Certainly was a need that was highlighted during the pandemic when people started working from home and, schooling from home and still just, entertainment options available for people. So we are having two different opportunities for constituents to come in and talk with our consultant and talk with the members of the county board about what they would like to see this service look like. They are coming up in September. The first one is September 14th, and that will be at the Firth Community Center. And it is intended for residents in the southern part of Lancaster County. But if you aren't available that night, and we've got one of the following nights, it will be held from 4:30 to 6:30. And then the next night on the 15th, we are in Davie, and that's kind of focused on the northern part of the county. And again, same time, 4:30 to 6:30. So people can pick the one that's most convenient to them. And we're just interested in hearing how these funds can be utilized to best benefit our rural residents.
Deb, do you have a sense of the lack of broadband out in the county? That might come as a surprise to some people these days in the 21st century. Here we are, 2023, and they're thinking, what? People don't have broadband in some places?
Right.
Do you have a sense of how problematic that is?
Our speeds for the rural part of Lancaster County put us in the bottom percent of counties statewide. I mean, we are near the bottom. We are, 85th out of the counties, and that's embarrassing. I mean, Lincoln is one of the highest ranked cities, and then to have the rural parts of the county be, way at the bottom of our 93 counties, we need to deal with this. And so we've got a consultant that's helping us through that process, and we'd like to get this up and running soon because we know it's a need.
You're also looking for community input to help form a strategic plan.
Our strategic plan has kicked off we started last month, working with kind of getting the input from our employees. The next step is going to kind of be our community stakeholders. I'll use the Chamber of Commerce or the Lincoln Independent Business Association, Realtors, Home Builders, some of those stakeholder groups who work with a lot. And then the third step, the most important step, is hearing from Lancaster County residents about where they would like to see Lancaster County move in the next, 3 to 5 to 10 to 15 years. So we've got two sessions coming up. The first one is August 30th. And these are both going to be held at the Lancaster County Extension Office, kind of centrally located in the county. And there's no need to RSVP to any of these events that I've talked about today. The first one is August 30th from 6:30 to 8:30. And then again the following day on the 31st from 1:30 to 3:30. And if they need any additional information on either of those, community input events, certainly go to lancaster.ne.gov to our webpage, and there's information there.
We have about 5 minutes left in our conversation here. Talk about the county action earlier this week on property tax valuations.
Tuesday, we took final action on all of the property tax valuations. That was a process that began in January. There's three different steps where people could appeal their property tax valuations, whether it's commercial, residential, or agricultural. We had 600 appeals this year, which is a very low number. We expect a significant number, higher number next year when we do a complete residential reevaluation. So took that final action, and I think what's interesting is this is the first year we went paperless. Everything was done electronically, and so it was easy for our members of the county clerk's office and the county assessor's office and Great Plains Appraisal, who's our referee on this project, to all work together. Of course, we still have constituents who wanted to provide paper, and so shout out to our county clerk's office who spent time scanning those documents in. So everything was handled electronically and by phone. So it was a great success.
Deb, enough time for you to introduce listeners to Barney, the county's therapy dog.
There are days when you just want to smile, and we had one this week. We got to meet Barney. Barney is the new Lancaster County therapy dog. We wrote a grant that is underwriting his basic costs. But he came to us from Uplifting Paws, which is a local entity that trains dogs. More commonly, they'd be service dogs. And it was determined that Barney was a better fit for a therapy dog. He loves to love and to get love. And so he is going to be housed out of our human services department. One of our employees then will take Barney home at night. He'll live at home with one of our employees and will be available during the day to the county attorney's office when people might need a little bit of therapy or a little bit of love during stressful times in their life, whether it's a domestic violence situation or maybe a child abuse situation. We'll also be available to the police department for domestic violence situations. And as I said, our human services department with interactions with the juvenile justice system when young people are maybe at trying times in their lives. So we are really excited about this. And in the county, we use Outlook as our scheduling system, kind of our calendaring system for all of our employees to schedule meetings. And Barney has his own Outlook calendar. So various county and city departments could reach out to him, you know, as needed and schedule time with Barney. So he is a beautiful 1-year-old Labrador.
Wow, we covered a lot today. The bridge, broadband, and Barney.
Yes.
all in the same conversation.
In the same.
So, good stuff. Now, this just demonstrates there's a lot going on out in the county.
Right. And also just the wide variety of things that the county board does. And we kind of fly under the radar a lot. So I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to talk about what's going on in county government.
We always catch up with the chair of the county board, Deb Shore, on Lincoln Live.